Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I'm pumped you're tuning in today because we're diving into something super important. Conquering those pesky feelings of fear and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, barreling towards the next what if? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and suddenly you're paralyzed by doubt? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those feelings control us. We can learn to manage them, even disarm them with a few simple tools. Think about it like this. Anxiety is often fueled by our thoughts, those little chatterboxes in our heads constantly spinning stories about the future or dwelling on the past. Mindfulness and self-care are like the brakes we need to hit that runaway train. They help us ground ourselves in the present moment where true peace and clarity reside. So, what's the deal with mindfulness? It's basically paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine it as taking a mental step back from the chaos, observing it like a curious observer, rather than getting swept up in it. This can be as simple as focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, noticing sensations in your body, or even just listening to the sounds around you. And self-care? That's all about nourishing yourself, both physically and mentally. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? You need to refuel regularly to keep things running smoothly. Same goes for your mind and body. So, prioritize sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body in ways that feel good, connect with loved ones, and make time for activities that bring you joy. It's not about perfection, it's about consistency. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress those feelings of fear or anxiety that just pushes them underground where they can fester. Name them, feel them, and acknowledge their presence without judgment. You're human, it's okay. 2. Practice deep breathing. Seriously, this one works wonders. When anxiety hits, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale through your nose, hold for a count of 4, exhale slowly through your mouth. This helps calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Those inner voices can be relentless, but remember, they aren't always facts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? 4. Engage in mindfulness exercises. There are tons of great mindfulness apps and resources out there. Even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find what works for you: guided meditations, body scans, mindful walking, anything that helps you focus on the here and now. 5. Make self-care a priority. Don't wait until you're burnt out to start taking care of yourself. Schedule time for activities you enjoy, get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and connect with loved ones. You deserve it. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine who used to be crippled by anxiety before presentations. His heart would race, his palms would sweat, and his mind would go blank. But then he started practicing mindfulness and self-care. He began meditating daily, focusing on his breath and letting go of those racing thoughts. He also made sure to get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, and exercise regularly. And guess what? His anxiety significantly reduced. Now, he confidently delivers presentations, engaging the audience with passion and ease. See, it's not about eliminating fear and anxiety altogether, that's some realistic, but about learning to manage them effectively. It's about finding tools that empower you to navigate those challenging moments with grace and resilience. Remember, you are capable of overcoming these feelings. You have the power within yourself to create a life filled with peace, joy, and confidence. So, what's one thing you can implement today? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes for a mindfulness exercise, scheduling some self-care time, or challenging a negative thought that pops up. Every small step counts. I'm rooting for you to keep rising higher. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.